Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. World Earth Day being celebrated today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms commitment to nurture nature. Dimapur Chamber of Commerce and Industry calls for indefinite shutdown from April 26 over multiple taxations and intimidations. Nagaland Board of School Education to declare HSLC and HSSLC results on April 26. And India's 17-year-old D. Kokesh wins candidates chess tournament to become the youngest challenger for world championship title. Now the news in detail. World Earth Day is being celebrated today across the globe to support environmental conservation efforts. This observance with a global theme, Planet vs. Plastics, spotlights the critical problem of plastic pollution and its detrimental effects on nature. In a message, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "On Earth Day, we reaffirm our commitment to nurture nature so that our planet can have a better future." Nagaland Chief Minister Nipirio, on the occasion, urged all to be mindful and protect the planet from plastic pollution by taking suitable actions, big or small. Rio said, "Every effort counts in creating a healthier and a more sustainable world." To protest unabated harassment meted out to the business community by Naga political groups, Dimapur Chamber of Commerce and Industry, DCCI, has resolved to call for indefinite shutdown of all business establishments in Dimapur from April 26. The shutdown will be enforced until grievances of the business community are redressed, it said, highlighting issues like multiple taxations, intimidations and summon letters by NPGs. The chamber called upon the state government and law enforcement agencies to take immediate measures to safeguard the business community. It also requested the public to bear with the inconveniences due to the proposed shutdown and to lend their cooperation for the interest and welfare of all citizens. DCCI reminded the business community not to entertain any call or summons by various NPGs without its knowledge. The chamber further asserted that the business community was not against any group or factions, but only against multiple taxations and extortions. Nagaland Board of School Education NBSC will declare the provisional results for High School Living Certificate HSLC and Higher Secondary School Living Certificate HSSLC examinations 2024 on the afternoon of April 26. In a notification today, NBSC said the results will be made available on both print and digital modes. Soft copies of the results can be accessed on web portals www.nbscnl.edu.in, www.indiaresults.com, www.results.shiksha and www.jagranjosh.com. NPSC said results can also be accessed on its Android mobile app. Meanwhile, printed form of provisional result gazettes will be issued to all the registered institutions of the board along with the mark sheets and pass certificates. In this regard, NPSC has asked centre superintendents or authorised representatives to collect the documents between May 3 and 6. The board also informed that provision to download migration certificates will be given on its portal www.nbsc.nl.edu.in. Chairman of Nagaland Bamboo Development Authority, Nuzudas Soro, today urged Kamburas, GPs, to exhibit honesty, practice patience and work for the welfare of the community. Addressing the general meeting of Chokri Area GB Union at Pusa Chotu Village, under Peck District, Soro underscored the need to revisit the age-old good practices of the society while giving respect to elders. He expressed concern over the diminishing folk tales, knowledge about history and lore, besides folk songs and other cultural practices. While noting that technology has become an essential part of living, he highlighted human reliance on computer and internet alone poses imminent danger to traditional practices due to the lack of human relations and community bonding. In this regard, Soro stressed upon the need to revive the good practices and build a traditionally rooted society for posterity. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls. A total of 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of next month. All 26 parliamentary seats of Gujarat, 14 seats of Karnataka, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 10 seats of Uttar Pradesh will go to poll in this phase. Besides 8 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 7 seats of Chhattisgarh, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each in Assam and West Bengal, 2 seats each in Goa and Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. Mukuchung Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Suvisia Poji has informed on the payment of charges for vehicles hired during the recently conducted Lok Sabha elections. Payments for local taxis and private vehicles from within the district and vehicles requisitioned through village councils will be dispersed on the 25th and 26th of this month. For pickup buses and vehicles from Assam and other states, the payments will be made on April 29 and 30. In peak, payment of vehicle hiring charges will commence tomorrow until April 26 at the DC office transport cell during office hours. In this regard, all vehicle owners or drivers have been directed to claim the hiring charges by producing the requisition order and other relevant documents. In Manipur, re-polling at 11 polling stations of Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency concluded successfully today. The re-polling was conducted from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. amidst tight security arrangements. Voter turnout in the re-poll till 3 p.m. was 73.05%. Re-polling was held in 7 polling stations of Imphal East District and 4 in Imphal West District after the voting on April 19 in the first phase saw riots, violence and proxy voting. CEO of Manipur submitted a report on the same to the Election Commission of India. Advisor to Chief Minister and Chairman of Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland, Abu Mehta called on Australian Consul General Hugh Boylan in Kolkata today. He was accompanied by Chairman of DAFMA, Teja Meru. The meeting discussed various issues related to strengthening bilateral ties and future collaborations, including possibilities of investment opportunities and cultural exchanges. Today's meeting is a follow-up of Boylan's recent visit to Nagaland, during which he called on the Governor, the Chief Minister and the Chief Secretary. And in sports, 17-year-old Indian prodigy Domaraju Kokesh made history as the youngest ever player to win the FIDE Candidates Tournament in chess. Kokesh became the youngest ever Candidates Tournament champion, beating Garry Kasparov's record, who was 20 years of age when he won this tournament in 1984. After Vishwanathan Anand, he becomes the second Indian to qualify for the World Chess Championship. With this victory, Kokesh will challenge the reigning champion Ding Liren of China in the World Chess Championship match. Lauding Kokesh for his outstanding performance, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "The country is exceptionally proud of Kokesh on becoming the youngest ever player to win the FIDE Candidates." Modi said, "Kokesh's outstanding performance and journey inspires millions of people." And now to the news, here are the headlines again. World Earth Day being celebrated today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms commitment to nurture nature. Dimapur Chamber of Commerce and Industry calls for indefinite shutdown from April 26 over multiple taxation and intimidations. Nagaland Board of School Education to declare HSLC and HSSLC results on April 26. And India's 17-year-old D. Kokesh wins candidates chess tournament to become the youngest challenger for world championship title. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.